Isaac Newton by I. Bernard Cohen. The mind and personality of Isaac Newton challenge any historian. Newton was a strange, solitary figure, and the wellsprings of his behavior were hidden even from his contemporaries. A biographer of his time compared Newton to the River Nile, whose great powers were known, but whose source had not been discovered. Nevertheless, the few facts we have about his early life do allow some speculations about Newton's character and development. He was born prematurely, a physical weakling. It is said that he had to wear a bolster to support his neck during his first months, that no one expected him to live. Newton later was fond of saying that his mother had said he was so tiny at birth that he could have been put into a quart mug. Newton's father died 3 months before he was born. When the boy was less than 2 years old, his mother remarried, and he was turned over to his aged grandmother. He lived on an isolated farm, deprived of parental care and love, without the friendly companionship and rivalry of brothers and sisters. The late Louis T. Moore, author of the best-known modern biography of the man, held that much of Newton's inwardness could be attributed to his lonely and unhappy childhood. Born in 1642, Newton grew up in an era when England was still tasting the terrors of a protracted and bitter civil war. Raiding and plundering parties were common. His grandmother was suspected of sympathy to the royal forces. In the face of these real terrors and the frights of his imagination, he could not have received much comfort from his grandmother or the hired laborers on the farm. Naturally enough, as Moore observed, the boy turned to the solace of lonely meditation and developed a strong habit of self-absorption. A girl who knew him in his youth described him as a sober, silent, thinking lad who was never known scarce to play with the boys abroad at their silly amusements.